Today on Real Life Radio.
A lot of people today who are Christians, they're going to heaven, but they've never seen the power of God. They've never seen supernatural things happen because they've never yielded to being open to what God wants to do.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You ever find yourself longing for a deeper spiritual walk? Well, for many believers, the Holy Spirit's just a mysterious idea we hear about on Sundays but rarely live out on Mondays. What if His presence could transform your daily life, fueling you with hope and power and unstoppable joy? What if His guidance could help you navigate through decisions, strengthen relationships, and bring genuine peace to your soul? Well, this month, Pastor Jack Hibbs is featuring Living Water by Chuck Smith. It's a down-to-earth look at the Holy Spirit who can revolutionize the way you connect with God. Inside, you'll uncover practical biblical insights to help you walk in step with the Spirit right where you are. No hype, no cliches, just real answers for everyday challenges.
This book changed my life. Authored by my pastor, Chuck Smith, the book Living Water, incredible.
Living Water is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues with his series called The Parables of Jesus and a message titled Parable of the Ten Virgins, Part 2. Now, whenever Jesus spoke to the crowds, he often spoke using relatable stories with common everyday themes that the Bible calls parables. In this parable, Jesus is speaking to us about expectancy. You see, as Christians, we need not only to be ready, but we need to be looking forward to the Lord's return. And in this parable, the ten virgins knew they were to have oil ready for their lamps, but only five had plenty of oil and were prepared to meet Jesus. Now, with his message called Parable of the Ten Virgins, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
When you see people strutting around about their ministry, I turn it off. I'm dead serious. When I hear guys talk about my ministry, I leave. I just walk away from the conversation. I don't want to hear about it. You know, it's theirs. It is their ministry. I don't want to be involved in my ministry. That would be disaster. You want to be involved in His ministry. It makes all the difference in the world. So Acts 1:7, and He said to them, Jesus is speaking, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put into His own authority. Well, why? Because He has 2,000 years of work that needs to be done. But you shall receive, what is it, everybody? Power when the Holy Spirit, what? Comes what? Not in you, upon you, epi. And you shall be, notice the result, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. All by the power of the Holy Spirit. The epi experience, Ephesians 5:17. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine. Why can't I drink? I think I can drink. Jesus made wine, didn't he? Why can't I drink? A lot of Christians, oh, I want to drink. They're all up about it. They want to debate people. We want to debate you on this thing. We believe we have the liberty to drink. You know what is so stupid about that? They're so committed to this argument. I wish they were just as much committed to that argument as they are about being filled with the Holy Spirit. They don't talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit. They want to talk about, can a Christian drink? Why waste your money and time? And why risk stumbling people who might see you? And I don't know about you. I don't know, man. Now, I'm fighting both stupidity in my own life and old age. It's tough. Okay? And one teaspoon of alcohol kills about 5,000 dendrites in your brain. And I don't know about some of you, but I need all the dendrites I can get. Okay, so think about that for a minute. Well, Pastor, you're quenching me, man. Don't judge me. Would to God that the church would be pumped up about being filled with the Holy Spirit. So look what Paul says. Don't be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. It possesses you for a moment, and then you got to go to the bathroom. You sweat it out. Your metabolism eats it up and it's over. The influence is gone. He says, why waste your time? But look, but rather be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now look at the result of being filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Christian maturity comes out of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Singing and making a melody in your heart to the Lord. Joy! Budweiser's not going to make you joyful. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thankfulness. Thankfulness. We should be the most thankful people in California. You said, wait, did you hear what you said? We live in California, man. It's crazy. We should be the most thankful. Okay? Submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. You cannot submit to one another in the fear of the Lord without the Holy Spirit possessing your life. We've all tried that. It doesn't work. So listen, I've anticipated a couple questions. Number one, why be filled with the Holy Spirit other than for salvation? Answer, don't you want to be effective? Don't you want to be useful to God? Don't you want to see power in your life? Don't you want to see victory? And don't you want to see the fruit of the Spirit at work in your life? That's all good stuff. Christian, that's great stuff. God wants to give you the power to do the impossible, and that impossible is be effective and useful and powerful and victorious and fruitful. Second question, why doesn't God just give it to me if it's so important? Because we're to seek Him. We're to be dependent upon Him. We're to be humbled before Him. And the Holy Spirit will do that. By the way, listen, God is not a sugar daddy or a Santa Claus. He's just not doling stuff out, you know, just to make you happy. God in all of His fullness is waiting for you to come. Doesn't the Bible, didn't he preempt our question when He said, I will be found by you when you have searched for me with all of your heart. Wow. Third thing is, why didn't anyone tell me about this before, but I'm hearing tonight? I don't know. It's in the Bible. It may be that you've come from a church or a denomination that has certain doctrinal strongholds that it will not address or get into regarding the Scripture. A lot of people don't teach on the person and work of the Holy Spirit because they're afraid of losing control of people. I know pastors personally, they won't have a time to wait upon God and to seek the Holy Spirit because they're afraid something might get out of hand. Like, you can't trust God? I trust God. I don't trust people. If somebody starts, you know, running around the sanctuary barking, we're going to say, excuse me, time out, sit down, or we'll get the dog catcher and get you out of here. That's not biblical. Stop. But I don't want to keep that from not happening and just shut it all down because somebody might goof off or even with good intentions come from like a hyper-Pentecostal background and just start going off. Why should we curtail the work of the Holy Spirit because somebody is emotionally overcharged? You just deal with it. A pastor should be able to handle that stuff. We need to trust the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you, by the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the body, you'll live. Or as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Oh, there's the key. See, you want to have the Holy Spirit's power come upon your life as a Christian because you want to be led by the Spirit. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom you cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Next verse, Philippians 3:20. For our conversation, that's a great, our citizenship, conversation. The word is community. The word can also be translated, by the way, your politic. Your politic, which is interesting, the way that you think and conduct yourselves in and out of the culture. I'm not talking about political parties. It's not that. Your lifestyle is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior. Do you? Are we? You see, we're to be eagerly waiting. It's the Holy Spirit who will cause us to be eagerly waiting. That is the picture of the oil not running out. You'll be ready. Well, what if I'm sleeping? You'll be ready. Well, what if the announcement, what if I look around the culture and I see what's going on and Jesus could come back at any moment? You'll be ready. You don't have to go to a prophecy conference to get ready. Those things give you a shot in the arm, but it doesn't make you ready. It's the Holy Spirit in your life coming upon you and being useful, being ready. Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and listen to this, and unto them that look for him, are you? He shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. That means he's coming. Sin is not the issue. This is a cool verse, Hebrews 9:28. It means he's coming back for those that are looking, i.e. all Christians with the Spirit of God will be looking. And when he comes, he's going to take them. And oh, by the way, it has nothing to do with sin that was done away at the cross. It has to do with you and me being delivered from this evil age. Amen. That's awesome. It's exciting. So you want to have the Holy Spirit to have and to possess and to be in total control of your life.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
So, listen, what's the evidence for this? Acts 19, verse 1. Acts 19, verse 1. And it happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, and that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, he came to Ephesus, Turkey. And finding some disciples, he said to them, he's bumped into some Christians in Turkey. Look what he says to them. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we've not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said to him, into John's baptism. So they got wet. They were, right? Baptism of repentance. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name, watch, this is so important. They were, these people that Paul was talking to, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You understand that? They were baptized. They're already believers. They're Christians. They just don't know much. They've only been baptized in water. Paul has them baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice this, because they're saved already. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Epi, the word again. Because they believed, the Spirit of God already dwelt in them. That's why they were baptized in water. Are you with me? You never baptize somebody who's not saved. You'll mess them up forever. You'll mislead them. You give your heart to Christ. You get baptized in water. They come up out of the water. Paul lays his hands on them. They're already Christian. The Spirit of God already lives in them. He lays hands on them and the Spirit of God came upon them. Do you hear this? Do you see this? Verse 6. And they spoke with tongues and prophesied. In that particular case, these people spoke in tongues. It's not necessary, but they did. And it's not always the case in the Bible. Now, the men were about 12 in all. Not a big group, but 12 guys. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. You guys okay?
Yes.
Acts 10, 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell what? Upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision, that's the Jews who believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out upon the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit? Just notice, they're not only born again, the Spirit of God comes upon them, and now they're about to get baptized. And he commanded them to be baptized, that is in water, in the name of the Lord. So what about us tonight? What's the deal with this? How can I make sure that my level of oil will be enough? Listen. This is one of my favorite verses. It's awesome. Luke 11, 9 through 13. Follow this closely, everybody. Jesus is speaking to believers. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Of course not. Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, that is just mere humans, know how to give good gifts to your children, are you ready for this, church? How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Final verse of the night, Acts 8:14. Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, that means they got saved, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they came down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had not fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The power, listen, church, don't get out of bed tomorrow without asking God to fill you or baptize you afresh or to come upon you, to walk your Christian walk with power. I'm going to tell some of you a secret. You think I'm kidding. It should be no secret. I'm joking. It's right in front of your nose. It's hiding right out in the open. You want to see God's power in your life? Do you really want to see God's power in your life? Do you really want to see God do things with you that you know is impossible for you to do? Then you ask God to fill you afresh with the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, because you will completely yield to whatever he wants you to do. Hey, listen to me. You can say tonight, I'd like to have that kind of power. For what? I don't know, but I'd just like to have that kind of power. I want to see some power. Then you're no different than someone who's just testing God. Why would you never hand a chainsaw to a four-year-old? Four-year-olds are good, chainsaws are good. But a four-year-old with a chainsaw is not good. You want to know why? They can't handle it. Why would God give you the power of the Holy Spirit to live a powerful Christian witness and ministry life if you don't intend to do anything with your Christianity? He won't give it. Oh, well, why do you say that? Because you're honestly really not knocking, you're not asking, and you're not seeking. Does that make sense? A lot of people today who are Christians, they're going to heaven, but they've never seen the power of God. They've never seen supernatural things happen because they've never yielded to being open to what God wants to do. And I pray tonight that that all changes with some of you tonight. Let's just pray together right now. Father, we come to you tonight, and Lord, we're grateful, we're thankful. You're so crystal clear. There are many here tonight that they know they're saved. They know they're saved. They know they're going to heaven. But they would also in the same breath say, I haven't been used by God. I don't know what it's like to be involved in the supernatural. And I want to be used by God. Not to be involved in the supernatural, but to be used by God. To be his slave, not the world. And honestly, as a Christian, not even to be the slave of a mediocre existence. I want to be completely sold out to Jesus tonight as a Christian, as a believer. I'm already saved, but I want his power. I'm going to ask you tonight, if that's you, I'm only talking to the Christian tonight. If that's you tonight, why don't you just come up, come forward, we'll pray with you, pray for you, lay hands on you and pray. So you make your way up here, Christian. I'm assuming there'd just be a few of you, not a couple thousand of you. But you want to see God's power in your life. You want to see God take over. You're saying tonight, I'm a Christian, but I want to be completely, absolutely sold out. If he wants to send me to Detroit, I'm ready to go. If he wants to give, if he wants me to have more power in my witness, okay, man, there's a whole, there's more people than this we planned for. Maybe we do need to get a bucket of oil. And why don't the pastors and prayer elders come up? Yeah, we have a major problem here. It's a great problem to have. I'm not complaining. But wow, does anybody have a good ideas on how we get oil on you? Well, here's what we're going to do, okay? This is what we do biblically. And I don't know how many vessels of oil we have around here. Okay. How many of you out there have, do you have oil on you right there? Okay, that's awesome. Come on up. Let's pray together. And then we'll replicate this, okay? Oh, and by the way, you don't have to be a pastor, priest, pope to do this. But you've got to be another believer to do this. And all of us have come forward tonight because we've come now with a blank slate saying, Lord, I want you to have total control of my life. Heavenly Father, I just right now, based upon the obedience of your word, anoint my sister as she, Lord, has come forward to ask and to seek and to knock. Lord, the Spirit of God would have absolute full power to come upon her to use her. Lord, that you'd use her according to your plan. She tonight surrenders and submits to your will. And so, Jesus, I just gladly and happily, Father, pray now that as your Holy Spirit comes upon her for power, that, Lord, that she would exercise her faith now to receive your gift. And, Lord, that she would be attentive now to what you are going to be doing in her life from this moment forward. I thank you now in Jesus' name.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called Parable of the Ten Virgins, Part 2. Thanks for joining us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Parables of Jesus. It's a series that highlights the teachings of Jesus while he was ministering right here on this earth. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Looking for an inspiring way to pass some time? Or maybe just need some help to get through your workday? How about listening while you work? The Jack Hibbs Podcast brings you real stories, real people with real life experiences. From inspiring journeys to thought-provoking conversations, we've got it all. So discover a world of knowledge, laughter, and connection. The Jack Hibbs Podcast and so much more are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
Well, friends, listen, it's been 2 years here at the Real Life Network, and God has been so good to us. God put it on our hearts to create a network that would be cancel-free, censorship-free, uncompromising, so that we could bring the truth to anyone, anywhere. God has been so good to us these last 2 years, everybody, and we want to thank all of you. So today, we are amazed that over 70 million minutes of biblical worldview truth has been on our programming and viewed by you, the audience, on the Real Life Network. Every piece of our content on the Real Life Network is rooted in God's Word so that it's safe, it's secure. So listen, spread the word with us, will you? Encourage friends and family to join the Real Life Network and that we might grow together this community of believers all around the world.
So if you haven't checked it out already, that's the Real Life Network, streaming the best in Christian and conservative content. Sign up and start streaming today for free at reallifenetwork.com. That's reallifenetwork.com.
You know, the Apostle Peter, in his letters to the church, urged his fellow Christians to keep on learning and growing in the faith, in spite of their suffering and pain. Unlike today, however, resources were scarce, Still, they persevered, and Christ followers were growing in both strength and numbers. Now, there's no limit of ways to access quality materials on Christian living, including Pastor Jack's website. When you go to jackhibbs.com and click the media icon, you'll find not only real-life radio episodes, but real-life podcasts, real-life TV, real-life basics for Christian growth, and even news updates. There's also specific verse-by-verse studies from books of the Bible, and so much more. So head on over to our website at jackhibbs.com and click on the media tab. That's jackhibbs.com.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.